The UK radio brand of the year.
XFM.
This is Classic FM. Oh.
You're listening to Classic FM.
Aled Jones on Classic FM.
Hello there, I'm Aled Jones. You may remember me from such programmes as Songs of Praise and that song about the air. Today on the programme, we'll be looking into the work of...
Shut up, lady.
This is Classic FM.
Looking into the work of Shostakovich. Is that a tennis player or is that... Is it a composer?
I think it might be a composer. Yeah,
I think I always get them mixed up. Anyway, good hello. It's the XFM Breakfast podcast there, stealing some imaging from Classic FM because, like Choice last week, Classic FM have left their computer on in this studio. This might actually be going out live on Classic FM. We probably should check that because we have borrowed their studio to record this.
Aled Jones is sat opposite us.
I can see Aled Jones right now through the glass.
Is he singing? It looks like he's singing.
We're walking in the air. That was him, wasn't it?
He's always singing that, yeah.
We're walking in the moonlit sky. Like the snowman, wasn't it? It was the snowman, wasn't it?
Yeah, of course it was.
Yeah, I'd like to hear him do the winter snowman. I'd like to hear him do the nuclear winter snowman. It would be a very different story, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would, yeah.
Our skin is coming off in sheets. A very different story. Very different. Not as Christmassy.
No.
That one.
No. More crispy.
More crispy, Gare. Thank you. Gare's here. He's the work experience who this week had to, if you're listening to the actual breakfast show, had to draw a flower on and around the location of my arnous. It's fair to say.
For reasons that still elude me. Other than the fact that there was once a lady who punched a toilet attendant.
That
seems to have caught on.
Cheryl Cole had a rose tattooed on her bottom, around her coal hole, and we then wanted to replicate that on my buttocks. And it's fair to say that happened. And Gare, you may well be the only work experience person ever whose work experience has included drawing a flower with a permanent marker pen on a man's bare buttocks at work. I don't think that's ever happened before, and if it has, they're probably the subject of Operation U-Tree.
Absolutely.
So how was that work experience? Do you have to go back and report that somewhere?
I think I have to put it in kind of a kind of final report log at some point.
Yeah.
And then
log isn't a right word to use.
No, it's absolutely the wrong thing to say. But then it's out of my hands, and you know,
I wouldn't use the phrase out of my hands either.
And the report is rather whisked away into the upper echelons of management.
Wiped from memory, isn't it?
Right. Good. Well, there was a picture online on Twitter, of course, of your artwork. On me. And what else was in the podcast? Is that in the podcast?
Yeah, that's going to be in there, sort of littered throughout.
Good.
As it were.
Good.
Soiling it. We also have the piercing blue eyes of Cillian Murphy.
Oh yeah,
come along and stare into our souls.
Matt got into a slightly embarrassing
just a chat about Birmingham.
Yeah,
you know, he talked the talk, but he didn't walk the walk, it would appear. When it comes to the West Midland city.
No, you're right. He didn't. His knowledge was lacking.
Yeah.
He was found lacking in his knowledge of one of Britain's premier shopping centres.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. What else?
We also discuss how Bez, off of a band, gets bees into his breeches.
Yeah, like a sort of Mancunian Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, indeed.
Isn't he? He has a mishap in an adventure with bees. And that actually did happen, yeah. That's details of that in the podcast.
We also have a little bit of Thought for the Day for Satanists from the High Priest Vexen Lecrowley.
From the Temple of Mephistopheles in Hendon. Very
absolutely.
Good.
Yeah. And most importantly, the final ever, Miles Away.
Of course, Miles Away, identifying the location, the mystery location of Wonder Stuff's man, Miles Hunt. Well, that sounds like a bundle of laughs, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Although, when you think about it, not so much. Here's the podcast.
One day this will all be over.
Frank Turner singing about his bad back. Friend of the show, of course, Matt. Frank Turner, friend of the show. He's been on a couple of times, hasn't he? Live and acoustic. We had him, and he was talking to us from America a couple of weeks ago as well, where we asked him, didn't we? Do you remember we asked Frank about his forthcoming... He got some tour announcement he was going to make after Reading and Leeds, and he couldn't quite tell us what it was. But he sort of said, yeah, I can't see what it is now, and I'm going to announce it after Reading and Leeds. And we thought, great, he'll come back to his friends at XFM and he'll make that big announcement. We're going to do that. And he made the announcement, didn't he, at the weekend, just at the weekend there. Did you really
hear that? He did, yeah. That's on Sunday, wasn't it?
That's right, on Sunday. And where did he choose to make this announcement, Matt? Yeah.
Well,
where was it?
The home of live music on television.
That's right.
Sadly, these days.
Yeah.
Sunday brunch.
Sunday brunch. I don't know whether you saw it. It was a treat. Frank Turner, this slightly awkward, not really wanting to be there, it seemed to me, slightly awkward juxtaposition of Frank Turner and scones, really, wasn't it? And he went on there, clearly, as a PR exercise, and you know, his people had said, no, Frank, this would be really, really good. This is great. And poor old Frank was sort of forced into cooking stuff that he didn't really want to... Well, if you didn't hear it, the poor chap, he had to go on this programme. We've got some bits of it for you. This is a bit of rock and roll history, I think, isn't it? This is Frank Turner cooking on television.
I've got one thing I can cook.
Which is?
My signature dish is pasta surprise.
Pasta surprise.
I can't tell you what's in it, though.
Because it wouldn't be a surprise.
Exactly.
Little joke there.
Yeah.
Little joke there.
He's warming into it now, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right, yeah. The big surprise there would be not to put pasta in it at all, of course, that would be. no, he did, but he got into it then, didn't he? He got into it. You know, the awkwardness sort of dropped away a little bit, and when he sort of got into the vibe of it, and he had a go. Here's a bit more.
So now it's hands. Now it's kind of gentle. It's that sort of action. So it's loving and tender rather than aggressive. Aggressive right. will make you poor scones. Tender and gentle will make you good scones.
I'm putting all my love into these scones.
I've never heard Frank Turner say, I'm putting all my love into these scones ever before. And I'm not sure we'll hear it again, either, the likes of it. It's very rock and roll, that, wasn't it? But again, then he cooked the scones, didn't he? He made the savoury scone.
He did.
Or scone, depending on how you want to go. And then I think then the tasting happened. It was the tasting, I think, happened next.
It's a savoury dish, but it looks like it's a sweet dish. So, Frank, have a little dig into that. So you get a nice mild goat cheese.
It looks like it's going to be sweet to me.
Yeah, and yes. Visually.
Yeah, I'm not sure about this at all.
Well, no, it's really good.
Good. Yeah. Didn't your mum teach you not to talk with your mouth full, Frank? It's... Then, while he was chewing, he just went, I'm playing the O2. I'm next year. But he is playing the O2. Huge gig for Frank. And I just hope that he sort of cooks live on stage in between songs as well. Now he's an expert. Now, I've never really seen that programme before. I only watched it because I knew Frank was going to be on. You know, we're big fans of Frank, aren't we? So, rightly so. But I was... It did... Throw up, I think, is the right phrase. Possibly the oddest sentence I've ever heard in British media history. It involved the other guest, Gary Lightbody, also friend of the show, of course.
Yeah.
Gary Lightbody, out of Typony Snow Patrol, of course, who was another slightly confused guest by this. But this is probably the best sentence I've ever heard of. There's a bit at the beginning about Ollie Murs, forget that. It's the Gary Lightbody sentence you're waiting for. This is the best ever sentence ever in the media. Here we go.
Okay, after the break, we're chatting to the artist Ollie Murs and tasting olives with Gary Lightbody.
Tasting olives. After the break, we're tasting olives with Gary Lightbody. Very odd.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast.
Yes.
XFM.
And in music news, Bez from the Happy Mondays has now installed his two beehives on the roof of the Printworks building in Manchester. The band's maraca-shaking mascot says he's now a full-time honey monster. He started trying to save the UK's declining bee population after setting up a hive on his farm in Wales. He has had some teething problems, though, according to a report in The Independent. 100 bees got inside his pants at one point and stung him badly. I don't know why you're laughing. They stung him badly when he left his trouser zip undone.
What?
And Beth said he had to run off into the woods to escape.
It's like a sort of
jittery poo bear, isn't it? Yes. That's not. Well, did he run off into 100-acre wood?
Yes, to escape because they flew into
his pants.
Fly through his fly.
They flew through his fly and stung him on his maraca. Is that the gist?
That's pretty much what happened.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast. XFM.
Good morning, then, XFM Breakfast, and a man who's gone from being a last surviving human in a virus-infected wasteland, a terrorist on an aeroplane and the target of Leonardo DiCaprio, and a scarecrow. And now he's got a razor blade in his hat. Welcome, Cillian Murphy. How are you?
I'm grand. How are you?
I'm good, thanks very much. Good. Lovely to see you.
Nice to see
you. Lovely to see you here. Razor blades in hats, then.
Yeah.
Tell us about them.
That's the, you know, that's where the title comes from for the show, Peaky Blinders.
So yeah.
They wore these flat caps, you know, those peak caps, and they sewed in these razor blades. So it was kind of a multi-functioning hat.
Like Inspector Gadget, but with headwear.
Yeah. A little bit more violent than Inspector Gadget, but offers protection from the elements and also the ability to murder.
there's a fair amount of violent. This is Peaky Blinders, we should explain, of course, is the new BBC Two drama, which you are very much the star of. So tell us, for those that may not have seen the trails and stuff so far, and just kind of outline it for us, because it's been described as, I'm sure you've heard this, it's been described as Blade Runner set in Birmingham in 1919.
I haven't heard that, actually.
That was said by the director, Otto.
Okay.
So is that right? I mean, tell us about it.
It's set in Birmingham in 1819. But it's a kind of a stylized, heightened Birmingham. It's not, you know, what you would expect.
Way before the bull ring.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
It's a shopping centre.
Oh, I see. I see. Well, we couldn't shoot in Birmingham because, unfortunately, it was razed to the ground in World War II. So it's all been redeveloped. So we shot it in Leeds and in Liverpool.
It looks amazing. I mean, it looks...
Yeah.
Money was spent, is what I'm saying. Well, it's not Doctor Who's wobbly sets here, is it, from the old days?
I think money was, yeah, well spent. And we shot it, like... I mean, it's been shown on the big screen in Edinburgh at the film festival, and it's shown at the BFI. And, like, you know, the gap between film and television now is very small, I think, in terms of production values.
Yeah.
And this one, I think, really, it has all that.
Your arrival in the first scene on a horse.
Uh-huh.
Can you ride a horse? Did you have to learn, or did you already ride horse?
No, Well, you know, actors, we sort of tend to exaggerate our skills a little bit on our CV.
Did you your CV genuinely say, yeah, I can ride a horse?
Yeah. Yeah. While fencing, yeah. I had to spend time at it, you know, and also I had to ride bareback. So it was kind of, you know, it required a bit of practice, all right.
So Lady Godiva style.
Not quite.
I've got some questions from listeners, if that's all right.
Sure.
Let me read those to you. This is one from Bren on Twitter. Ask Cillian if the sack he wore in Batman gave him an itchy face.
Good question. It's vital information. Isn't it? The public must know this. No, it didn't.
Yeah.
I think they had it padded with some...
It looked quite rough on the outside, didn't it?
Yeah, that was the idea, I think. Yeah. Mm. No, yeah, they looked after my skin.
Moisturised, was it?
I don't think it was slimy, but it was it was padded or something.
Okay, good. Go ahead. Who would you rather share an ice-cold bottle of Savvy B with in a hot tub overlooking the Alps, says Nick Illis? Would it be Christopher Nolan or Danny Boyle, given the choice, in a hot tub with one of those directors? Which one?
Drinking Sauvignon Blanc.
Weird.
I don't know. Maybe in that environment?
In that environment, Nick is very specific on Twitter. He may have a fantasy we don't want to delve into. I don't know. But
yeah, in that specific environment, I'd probably pass up on that one and just maybe meet them in the pub.
Fair enough. Yeah, that's a fair answer. Would you rather adopt a snow leopard, says Helen Sadler, or a giant panda?
Wow.
You don't have to take either of them in a hot tub.
Okay, that's good. I guess a panda would be more manageable, would it?
I don't know. Yeah. But I like that you're sort of weighing that up.
Yeah,
I can ride a horse, don't know about a panda. It's not on my CV, I'm just not sure. Listen, if you don't mind staying around, we're going to play play a bit of a game, which we like to call Band Or. I'll explain all in a moment, but essentially it's going to be Band Or gang name, given Peaky Blinders being a gang name. So if you don't mind hanging around for us just for a little while longer, we'll come back and we'll do that, if that's all right.
Brilliant.
Cillian Murphy.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes Podcast.
XFM.
And as we say farewell to the fairground, we must also say farewell to the feature of Miles Away for the final time now. We invite you to identify the mystery location of Wonder Stuff's frontman, Wonder Stuff's man, Miles Hunt. We invite you to go on a Miles Hunt for Miles Hunt and his increasingly poor series of clues. We don't know where he is. We have no idea. All we know is that he's... He's miles away. What? Where? Miles away. And for the final time, serenaded in by Winger. Lead singer and bass player Kip Winger. We say good morning to Milo. Good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Oh, very well. How the devil are you?
You know what? I'm outstanding.
Outstanding in your field, as the old joke goes. Like a scarecrow. again, lovely to speak to you, to have you here, to talk to you. And I know this is our final time because you're away to write a book.
I hope, yes.
Not a spoiler alert, but... But that's what you're going to be doing, which we look forward to, of course. Do we get any details? Are you going to give us any clues as to what that might be about at all?
I don't really... Well, I went in with the idea that I would write, you know, a rock biography.
Yes.
And as I researched the genre...
Yes.
About 15 to 20 rock biographies in, I decided that I hated the genre. That was my first error.
Okay, good.
And so I've found another way of doing it, and I was lucky enough. I didn't do many sensible things over the years that I've been in the band, but I did keep quite extensive diaries. So I'm doing a book called The Wonder Stuff Diaries, Volume 1.
Well, good crikey. Well, we look forward to that. When's it supposed to be coming out? Have you got a publication date? I just wonder when... How long?
I've got about 8 pages in.
Good. Good.
Well, you know, when I'm up to 25, I'll perhaps alert the publishers of The Nation.
And the illustrators to fill in the gaps.
Exactly. So, and then by about, you know, next summer, I'll be begging a ghostwriter to do it for me. and hopefully get it in the can, as it were, by the end of this year for publication next year.
Splendid. Well, we wish you all the best of luck.
Thank you very much.
So for the final time, though, what a sad moment. But all things must come to an end. All good things must. And this is one of them. We need for the final time your series of clues, of course. Tickets to see Baby Shambles this morning. Brixton Academy, September the 14th, if you can identify Milo's location from these clues. So here we go this morning.
Hello. I am indeed Miles Hunt, out of and off of the Wonder Stuff. And for the last time, John, you'll find me in a place. I've ascended, John. Ascended to an ancient Jewish construct, circa 165 BC. And as I rise on wings of gossamer... I find myself in front of gates.
Oh, Dave. Dave, hang on. No, Dave. Dave, gate, don't. Not Gareth Gates, Dave.
No.
Oh, right. Well, I thought that made perfect sense to me.
I thought we were taking this seriously this week.
So did I, I'll be honest with you. Dave's, unfortunately, that is Dave's best is as well. That's all he's got.
Right. Oh, I see.
Should we try that? Keep going, Milo. Keep going.
Okay. I find myself in front of gates, which are pearl, like the precious jewel or jam. And as they are opened, to let the righteous in, John.
If that's the gate to heaven, Dave, that's also pretty weak, but okay.
That's terrible, isn't it?
Yeah. Did somebody just give the
Shut
answer
up.
away?
Shut up! Carry on!
As the gates are opened, for the righteous, John, and by St. Peter, who, like a sort of holy bouncer, I can see angels with harps. And I see dead people. Not like Bruce Willis in that film either, but dead people that come alive again, all living in this place on clouds. There's Mother Teresa over there. Princess Diana, looking beautiful, and look! There's Mrs. Thatcher. I think she's in the wrong place. John Lennon said to imagine there wasn't this place, John. But there is, and the Miles Away feature has gone to it. May it rest in peace. The only question is, John, where am I?
Is Milo this morning. The question, though, Craig, this morning is where was he? Where do you think he was?
Is it heaven?
Let's find out.
This week, John, I was in heaven. In heaven.
Congratulations to you, Craig.
Well, hey.
Well done indeed. You will be seeing Baby Shambles. You will be seeing them at Brixton Academy on the 14th of September for correctly identifying Milo, that's right, Milo's location. Well done to you, Craig.
Thank you.
Anyway, remaining on the telephone for us is Milo Miles Hunt. Hello, Milo. How are
Hello,
you?
Hello, I'm still here.
I'm glad you're still there. Listen, we couldn't let the passing of Miles Away go without revisiting, some of the highlights, Milo, in many ways. So, as you're there, and for the final time, let us enjoy a very quick 2-minute ride through the last 6 months of Miles Away, Milo.
Okay.
Here we go.
Right.
Hello, I am indeed Miles Hunt from Out of, Off of, the Wonder Stuff. And this morning, John, you can find me wandering down a street.
You'll find me on a planet in the distant future. You'll find me huddled in the back of a parked car.
The next town along from Camberwick Green, the land of shadow, John.
I'm on an island in a theme park. Suddenly, John, clothed gorillas on horseback brandishing firearms and nets burst into the clearing and captured whatever humans they could. Very poor.
Good morning, Mr. Troop.
No sound effect for that?
No.
Okay, all right. I mean, you could have just said good morning in a daft voice. The screech of the Nazgul. I knew you were going to do that. It's all a bit confusing, to be honest. Anyway,
you maniac! You blew it up! God damn you! God damn you all there!
The question is, John, as always, where am I?
Where am I?
Where am I? I was in Albert Square in Walford.
I was in the village of Emmerdale.
I was in Castle Dracula. I was in the mythical world of Fantasia. I was, of course, in Trumpton.
And there it was, Milo.
Oh. Wasn't that lovely? It was like being on This Is Your Life or something.
But where you've led a really poor life. Listen, thanks so much for doing that for the last few months for us. It's been an absolute
thank you
pleasure.
All. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. It's been a pleasure, guys. Pleasure.
And we'll talk to you again soon.
I'm sure.
And there it was, the finale, the season's end, if you like, of Miles Away. This is XFM.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
At dawn, the ridge emerges, massed and dun, in the wild purple of the glowering sun. Smouldering through spouts of drifting smoke that shroud the menacing, scarred slope and wan.
Mom, I'm going to nip up to the canteen.
By
one,
tanks
breakfast
creep and topple forward to the wire.
You know, on the toast, could you spread the peanut butter right to the edge?
The barrage roars and lifts, then clumsily bowed with bombs and guns and shovels and battle gear.
Crunchy or smooth?
Crunchy.
Men,
got a bit of jam on top.
I'm doing a war poem. Look. I'm trying to introduce the two tracks to go to war feature with a war poem.
And we know. We know what you're, what you're doing.
Again.
Right. Yeah, yes, again, Matt, because it's, you know, it's emotive.
What's more important, the war poem or our breakfast order?
It's the war question. Well, you, why don't you ask Siegfried Sassoon that question, I imagine. I imagine he'd have a word to say with you, and I imagine it would rhyme quite well, Dave. Rhyme with duck, wouldn't it, I think, probably.
It's the most important meal of the day, that's what I'm saying. It's
not more important than the horrors of trench warfare, though, is it?
No.
Can I continue now?
Yes, of course, yeah.
I'll have a cranberry juice.
The air attack warning sounds like... This is the sound.
Anything to clear up your cystitis, eh, Matt?
Touché.
You said you wouldn't talk about it.
Matt is at constant war with his nethers.
Weighing nettles.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
For Cheryl Cole's bottom area, which is now covered in flour. Not like, you know, not like a cake. I don't mean like that. I mean like a tattoo of a flower. I'm going to do it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm going to do it, but in a budget way, and I'm going to do it now. Right? I'm going to get a flower drawn on my buttocks. But we're going to do it here in the studio.
Banksy not drawing. Yeah.
Looks round room. Ooh, work experience.
Here's a job for you.
We're going to... I think it looks good, Cheryl's buttock art.
Mm-hmm.
Buttock.
Mm-hmm.
Buttock.
Yeah.
I want it done. And I think we're going to have to recreate that. I think we're going to have to recreate the goal. Yeah. I haven't got a thong, which she appears to be wearing in the picture.
I don't know.
Ah, we'll be all right.
Don't all look at me again.
Of which I am now a proud shareholder, in that I also share a bum design of a flower, which we've just tweeted the picture of it being administered by Gare.
Yeah,
work experience. That's work experience, Gare.
Yeah,
see, other people go to do work experience, they have to do some photocopying, they make the tea.
Yeah.
What you've had to do is draw a flower with a marker pen on my buttocks.
Yeah.
That's actually happened.
I might call Childline.
When you go back and report this back to your place of education,
mm-hmm.
What did they make you do? Well.
I stared at John Holmes's celebrity skin.
John, if you look at the picture at XFM on Twitter, John appears to be really enjoying it.
Well, what do you mean?
It looks like it does tickle. Well, you're laughing.
Well,
like
it did tickle. You try someone lightly inking a flower on your downstairs cleft without giggling. I have to say, Gare's got a light touch. He's got a lightness of touch that belies what he looks like.
I got an A in GCSE art. So.
That explains it. Yeah.
We'll put the finished product on shortly when it's finished.
Just let it dry.
Yeah,
let it dry.
It's still sore to touch.
People are still reeling from this picture, so let him recover from this picture before we bombard them with any more.
Before they get the close up.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
XFM Breakfast, then. Good morning. We are still here inside your radio with Killian Murphy, who is out of offer Peaky Blinders, which is a new drama series coming to BBC Two in September. It's about a gang called Peaky Blinders. Were you in a gang, Killian, as a child? Were you ever in a sort of children's, you know, sort of youthful... Not a violent one. I'm not suggesting that. Because I was in a gang we called the Blue Stick Gang, Killian. That's a bit of information. And do you know why we're called the Blue Stick Gang? I'm going to share this with you.
All right. Did you all carry blue sticks?
That's it. Exactly right. And we got them from a discarded cot that we found on the tip. Oh, you know, the strut.
Yeah.
Sorry, we all had one each, and we were the Blue Stick Gang.
That's... Wow. How old were you?
About 28. Okay. about 10. I don't know. But anyway, a little bit of information and insight into my life for you, Killian. We're going to play band or gang name.
That's the entire reason for doing this. So what I'm going to do is you're playing against Matt Dyson here. Hello, Matt.
I used to be in the Crips in LA.
Of course you did, yeah. I will call out the name of something. It's either the name of a band or the name of a gang.
All right.
You just say band or gang and you'll be playing against that idiot. Here we go. Okay, Matt and Killian, of course, alphabetical order as ever. Matt first. Okay. So, Matt, is this a band or a gang? Little Devil Gang. Little Devil Gang. Is that a band?
Oh, you're trying to sway me with the gang there. I'd say band.
It is a band. Off to a flying start. Killian, Dead Rabbits. Gang or band? Dead Rabbits.
I'd say that's a... Sounds like a gang.
It is a gang. Good work. Uphill Racers.
Gang.
Band from Munich. The Warriors.
The Warriors.
The Warriors.
Oh. That's kind of a trick one, isn't it?
It's not really.
Is it? Okay. So it's got to be a bang.
Yeah, it's gang. It's gang. Fictional gangs count. The Warriors, of course.
Oh, right, okay.
The Baseball Furies on a similar tip. Baseball Furies.
They're a gang.
Yeah, from the film The Warriors, you see.
Yes,
tying
course,
it all together.
Yeah.
The Doolies. The Doolies.
I'm going to say that's a band.
It is a band, yeah. The Doolies were a band. The Tiny Winos, man.
I think they're probably a band.
They are a band. That's the right answer, yeah. Mexican Gang Bangers. Band or gang?
I mean, common sense suggests that they're not a gang. But this isn't a common sense game, really.
Well spotted.
I'm going to say gang, then.
It's a band. Oh.
So you should be using my common sense.
Goombay Dance Band.
Oh, well, they are definitely a band.
They are. Bloodhound Gang.
They're a band.
They're a band. Gary Glitter's Gang.
I don't want to be in his...
No one wants to be in that gang. It's not a nice gang.
Well, I suppose it's a gang.
It's a gang.
Sorts,
it's a gang of sorts, yeah. The Hair Bear Bunch. The Hair Bear Bunch.
I'd say that's a band.
It's a gang of bears. It's a cartoon gang of bears.
Yeah.
In the Wonderland Zoo, don't they? In the Wonderland Zoo, yeah. Help, it's the Hair Bear Bunch. And finally, Prowlers. Prowlers.
Prowlers.
Yeah.
They would prowl the streets like a gang. Surely a gang.
They were a gang. It was the gang I was in after the Blue Stick Gang. And the sum total of our achievements, writing the word prowlers with a marker pen on the back of a Triumph Dolomite that wasn't, that was just in a car park. That's how rebellious we were.
Well done.
And the Dolomite was light blue. There, it matched the stick. See? It all comes full circle. I'm going to declare Killian Murphy the winner of that. Congratulations, Killian.
Thank you very much.
You've won band or gang. Peaky Blinders starts in September on BBC Two and facebook.com/Peaky Blinders for more information. Of course, on Twitter, you can follow it as well, at The Peaky Blinder. Nice. Good. Killian, a pleasure to have you in.
Likewise.
On XFM.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
I think we need to dwell for a moment on the awkwardness of that, of the interview we just heard in the news there, Matt, the sports interview.
Yeah,
now, remind us who this...
Holloway, the Crystal Palace manager.
Yeah, with a Sky Sports...
Yeah, the poor Sky Sports guy had obviously written loads of questions down and not really listened to the answers given by Holloway, and he wasn't taking very kindly to it.
Yeah, so we have a quick listen to that again?
Any particular positions in specifically? Haven't you been listening?
Yeah.
Did you write these before you got it?
No.
So you haven't listened to my answers.
Right. Okay. Apologies, Ian. I apologise. Yeah. No. And obviously
we got a long journey back, so.
You see awkward moments in interviews. I mean, imagine that, Matt. Imagine if there was an awkward moment in an interview. I don't know. Say with Killian Murphy, the actor Killian Murphy from Batman, wasn't he? He's in Scarecrow, wasn't he, in Batman? And he was in 28 Days Later and Inception. And he was our guest, wasn't he, earlier?
Yeah.
And imagine if there was an awkward bit in that interview.
Yeah.
Where a man, I don't know, a hairy newsreader, for example, threw in a reference to Birmingham that the actor Killian Murphy didn't understand.
He'd been there filming. I presumed he'd been there filming, but it turns out he hadn't.
No. So... But we spared your blushes in the interview, because this is what it sounded like, obviously, in the actual interview. This is what happened when Matt met Killian.
It's set in Birmingham in 1819, but it's a kind of a stylized, heightened Birmingham.
Way before the bull ring. Yeah.
I don't know about that.
It's a shopping centre.
Oh, I see.
It didn't...
No idea. Now, we spared your blushes, Matt, because, of course, in the actual interview, that was much longer and more awkward.
Really?
But we cut that out. We cut that out. But yeah. I've actually decided, I'm gonna, on the back of that awkward interview in the news there, I thought we played in full the actual bit of what happened when you said that to Killian Murphy. So this is the full and edited version of that.
It's set in Birmingham at in 1819.
Way before the bull ring. It's a shopping centre.
Oh, I see.
It's a bit awkward. A bit more awkward there, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. He does bring his church bells into it.
He tours around with them.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
There's been some vomiting in the studio. And that's largely because we have now posted the main event. I think that's what we're going to call it.
Oh, wait.
The main event, Matt, of my bum tattoo. Cheryl Cole had hers, as we know. That was the inappropriate X list this morning, and I've had one inked on me. Admittedly, it's less tattoo ink and more permanent marker pen. I didn't know it was permanent until I've just looked at the pen it was done with, so that'll be interesting. But
brilliant.
There is now a picture of my flowered up bottom, I think it's fair. on the internet, on the Twitter, isn't it?
There is.
At XFM there. And yes, I was smiling in the picture, but that's because it tickled when Gare, our work experience chappie, drew it on there.
Carmen the Brazilian on Twitter says you need to wax your bum.
She's called Brazilian.
She is Brazilian, yeah.
Well, the irony.
Yeah. So she's been.
I don't need to wax my
she's
bum.
She's been studying it closely.
Honestly, yeah. I don't think I need to wax it. I think it's.
I've set it as my desktop background. I think everyone should do that today. If you do one thing today,
make it John Holmes Bum Day in your office,
and then send in the picture of the desktop as well.
In your office.
Yeah. That's brilliant.
That's very good. And win no prizes, but just for the fun of it.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes Podcast. XFM.
Breakfast Radio. You've probably heard it before. You may have even heard it in other places. I mean, you'd be wrong to do so, but you may have done. And you may know, of course, that many breakfast and early morning outlets like to have a feature of, to embrace the spiritual nature of man in many ways, and perhaps combine that with an ill-thought-out anecdote from a vicar or something. And they call it Thought for the Day, or Pause for Thought, don't they? And I know that Radio 2 do it, for instance, don't they? They do that. Slightly stilted conversation between a vicar and Chris Evans they do over there. And they do it on Radio 4, of course, often with a rabbi, the Rabbi Lionel Blue, often over there on Radio 4. Many representatives from many different religions, but the religions that are represented are always of one particular bent, if you see what I mean. What isn't? The believers that aren't really considered or catered for on British radio, or indeed radio anywhere, as far as I can see, are those who believe in Satan. And we think that we should redress the balance, because it's all very well having the spiritual thoughts for those who believe one way, but what about those who believe the other? And that's why on a Thursday we like to invite the High Priest Vexen Le Crowley. He's from the Temple of Mephistopheles in Hendon, to share with us his thought for the day for Satanists.
Good morning. With the summer in full swing, it's certainly no surprise to see a sudden influx of tourists to our little village. I, for one, am always keen on visitors to the area. These innocents are ripe for the plucking, and time again, I and my fellow worshippers of He Who Is Most Unholy have lured them into our clutches as a sacrifice to the Dark One. Either that, or we hold a bring-and-buy sale just to raise funds for the temple roof, which is badly in need of repair. Anyway, it was while in the village yesterday, minding my own business, I'd just popped into the centre to buy some milk, that I was asked by four French students for directions to the nearest train station. They were quite clearly lost in a rush and in urgent need of assistance, unsure where to turn next on the road ahead. And then I thought, Satan is a lot like that, isn't he? For are we not all lost without the direction that the darkest and most putrid beast devil gives us? And furthermore, fouling up the day of another in the name of the most mischievous and blackened hell fiend can often provide purpose in one's own life.
And that is why I proceeded to send them in the wrong direction, not towards the train station, but towards the police station instead, telling them that by entering the building they would find the mode of transport they so desired. And as they thanked me and turned away, I slyly dropped a sizable packet of illegal recreational drugs into the open bag of one of the party, and then called the station from my mobile to tell them where to look. I hate the French. And that should give us all something to think about.
The High Priest Vexen Le Crowley there with another of his Thought for the Day for Satanists.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
League One Bristol City caused the shock of the Capital One Cup second round last night by beating Crystal Palace 2-1. Ian Holloway wasn't happy with the post-match interviewer at Sky Sports News, though, for not paying attention when he talked about a lack of width in his side.
And the priorities this year? Trying to stay in the Premier League. When you're still in the transfer window looking for changes there as well?
Yeah, totally.
Any particular positions in specifically?
Haven't you been listening?
Yeah, right.
Okay. Yeah. Did you write these before you got here?
No.
You haven't listened to my answers.
Right. Okay, apologies, Ian. I apologise. Yeah, no. And obviously...
We've got a long journey back, so we can...
Yeah. Yeah, okay, I appreciate
it. It's obvious, isn't it? Yeah. You know, I've said we need some white men and we need some to address the goals, so that's what we'd be doing.
Oh, sorry. You should always listen to Ian Holloway when interviewing
him. That's great.
The M23 is queuing between the M25 and Gatwick after an accident, which is now on the hard shoulder. The North Circular is slow westbound towards the Kenninghall flyover at Edmonton after a car broke down earlier. In town, the A5 Edgware Road is busy again towards the temporary traffic lights at Sussex Gardens. Tube and train running to time at this stage.
Is there any, have you got any travel news about the North Circular, Matt?
Have you just asked me that? Have you written that question down, or have you not listening to me?
Sorry, have you got anything about the A5 Edgware Road?
I want to do the weather now. I mean, you come here, you don't even listen to me. Sorry, that's an awful impression. Awful impression of Ollie. It's going to be dry and pretty sunny again today after a slightly hazy start once again. High of 22 degrees.
Have you got any weather?
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
So yesterday, our work experience... Gare had a work experience of which he could barely dream. We are in a certain amount of trouble with HR, it has to be said.
Yeah.
Because apparently what you're not allowed to do during a work experience, as part of a boy's work experience, is to get him to tattoo your bottom with a permanent marker pen.
No.
As a sort of tribute to Cheryl Cole's rose tattoo.
Not in this day and age.
You can't do that. It's not the 70s now,
is it?
Can't do it in this day and age. You know, there was a bit of a media storm about it. Apparently, according to Dave, so...
the world's media's been whipped up into a frenzy over this bottom shot.
Right.
That you had inked on yesterday.
Yeah.
It's been picked up by various outlets, actually.
News and media outlets.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. More so than I think we ever thought it would.
Yeah.
As LBC's Steve Allen has gone to town, for starters.
Oh, no.
He's had a field day with it.
Has he slagged me off like he does all over?
I think, you know, we've managed to grab as much audio as we can from the various
from
news.
Around the dial?
From around the dial, yeah. Obviously, we couldn't grab it all. There was a lot to grab.
Yeah. You're talking about my
No, still, still the news.
Oh, okay.
Still the news headlines.
Just checking.
But here's a lovely little cross-section of what we did manage to get.
Capital Breakfast. News.
XFM's John Holmes is defending his decision to tattoo his left bum cheek with a giant rose after some criticism on Twitter. The XFM Breakfast Show presenters responded by...
You know, and in the light of the Cheryl Cole story, which we were talking about the other day, the stupidest... I mean, it's come to my attention that John Holmes has actually, I mean, in tribute, I suppose, decided to have a flower tattooed on his rear end. To be quite honest with you, ladies and gentlemen, he could have put an entire garden centre on his bum.
This is Classic FM.
What?
John Holmes has caused controversy this morning by posting a picture of his tattooed bottom on Twitter. Some fans online have described it as trashy.
What?
Comes after Cheryl Cole tattooed her in time.
By the time John Holmes has sort of had his little rose on his bottom put on there, which is very sweet if you like that kind of thing, who's going to see it?
XFM's John Holmes has caused ripples throughout the radio community by tattooing a rose onto his bottom in response to Cheryl Cole's similar exploits over the weekend. The release of yesterday's image...
The only thing that worries me is when his flesh starts sagging, which is about, you know, any time now, I should imagine.
Come on, Steve!
It's just sort of like a wilted rubbish dump, isn't it?
LBC 97.3.
Well, it's good to know, you know, that yeah, there's all sorts of, you know, crisis, perhaps unfolding war in Syria. Yet, LBC, London's biggest conversation, talking about my bottom.
Yeah. It's hit a lot of the front pages as well of the papers, so if you head to Twitter, you'll see all the papers that your bottom is adorning this morning.
You just posted that up on Twitter?
Yeah, it's on Twitter.
At XFM.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great. It wasn't even a it was done with a marker pen, for heaven's sake. It's not like Cheryl Cole. His mind will rub off.
I'll go and get Gary.
Yeah. Fetch a cloth.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. Yes. XFM.
So that was, were, are, is the least worst bits of this week's XFM Breakfast Show podcast with me, John Holmes. And I think the highlight for me was the drawing of the flower on my buttocks by our work experience boy. It has, if you have a look there, it's actually rubbed off a bit, look.
Oh, yeah.
Can you see where the stalk disappears into the cleft?
Yeah, yeah.
That's rubbed off a bit. And I think we're going to need to draw a new one on. So I've got a pen.
Really?
Yeah, so I think...
Really?
I'm going to need to do this again, because it's...
I don't know.
Well, I think it's going to be...
Hello, HR. Yeah, he's doing it again.
It's going to be... I don't know whether they're on a flower this time.
I think it should come down.
Maybe a little bunny rabbit or something.
Yeah.
With its ears poking up.
Garrett looks uncomfortable.
Out of my buttock area. Face peeping maybe over the top.
Listen to this.
I don't know.
I want you, a work experience boy, to draw a small rabbit peeping over the top.
Operation U-Tree. Get me Operation U-Tree.
Actually, I'm going to leave now, because I think I can hear running footsteps of police officers.
If you like this podcast, why not check out some of the other great ones available to download at xfm.co.uk. XFM. Josh Widdicombe.
That is Travis writing to reach you on XFM. This is Josh Widdicombe, joined from Edinburgh by producer Neil.
Good morning.
And comedian Ivo Graham.
Hello.
How are you? Are you enjoying the festival?
I'm having a lovely time, yeah. It's always a great laugh, and this year is no different.
Have you been paid by Iron Brew and the Edinburgh Fringe Festival to promote everything?
I've got quite a lot of plugs to get through today.
Do you want to get another couple out of the way?
Ambrosia rice pudding. I do quite a big plug for that in my show, but I imagine the XFM listenership is rather larger than the amount of people that have come to see me so far. So, ambrosia rice pudding.
Nice.
Oh, it's delicious. Chucking a bit of jam, and Bob's your uncle.
Do you have jam?
Not in the show.
No, not in the show, right? Yeah.
No, but as a private serving suggestion, yeah.
There you go. Turns out the surprising ingredient is jam, not the case in Iron Brew. There's two things we want to talk about this morning. I've seen your show quite a few times, Ivo.
That's very good of you.
Too many, if anything.
Yep, fair enough. But your house is full of ambrosia.
Yeah. Your show, if you were to describe loose themes of your show.
Adolescence and those tricksy coming-of-age experiences,
yeah,
which we all remember so fondly.
So we thought a good topic for today would be a first kiss.
Oh.
First kiss stories. Got any?
One.
Sure, you only have one.
Yeah, that is a very good point.
I've had an argument with a friend recently about definitions of it. I mean, I don't want to be coarse on air, but I wasn't familiar with the concept of tongues first time, and so.
Well, you weren't familiar with the concept of tongues.
Nope, I'd
never seen the Rolling Stones logo. An interesting story. My friend, who you might know, Ellis James.
Yes.
You know his first kiss. The girl was paid £5.
Oh, no.
Oh.
And his friends clubbed together.
Paid £5 by Ellis's friends?
Yeah. He didn't know. And then he saw her settling up afterwards.
Oh, no. I mean, I don't know what year this was in, but according to minimum wage, I hope they kissed for an hour.
Josh Widdicombe. XFM. Music. Music. That rocks.